AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The handful of people recently escaping Mariupol talk about their brutal ordeal in a besieged Ukrainian city.
Marina, arriving in Zaporizhia, Ukraine, in a car with smashed windows, says first she fled from her home to her parents. Both apartments are now destroyed by bombing. She ended up at a country house with no water or electricity. On the way out of Mariupol, she picked up Natalia Potocka and her grandson, who spoke of hiding in the basement, a lack of food, and constant shelling day and night. Evacuee Alexander Vorotolin says Azovstal was bombed 24 hours a day. The Ukrainian Azov Regiment and the Russian Defense Ministry both released video set to show civilians being evacuated from underneath the flattened steel plant on Sunday, climbing over rubble and boarding waiting buses in an operation coordinated with the Red Cross. One Azov Regiment deputy commander said they could hear voices of people still alive under destroyed buildings that would be difficult to save without special equipment. I'm Jennifer King.
Tomorrow, President Biden heads to a Lockheed Martin plant in Alabama that makes a Javelin anti-tank weapons. While highlighting the weapons system, Biden will also underscore the U.S. weapons stocks will not be depleted.
We've been able to transfer equipment from U.S. stocks, including Javelins, to Ukraine without affecting military readiness. We, of course, are looking to replenish U.S. inventories and backfill depleted stocks for ourselves and also our allies and partners.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Police across the South are looking for Lauderdale, Alabama Assistant Director of Corrections Vicky White and a now escaped inmate Casey White. Sheriff Rick Singleton tells WAAY.
Whether she did that willingly or if she was coerced, threatened somehow to participate in this escape, not really sure, but we know for sure she did participate.
Vicky White, no relation to Casey White, had planned to retire last Friday, her final day on the job, told co-workers she was taking him to the courthouse for a mental health evaluation. This is AP News. The Supreme Court declines to stop tomorrow's planned execution in Missouri. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
Carmen Deck is scheduled to die by lethal injection for killing a couple while robbing their rural home in 1996. The death sentence was thrown out three times because of procedural errors before a federal appeals court panel restored it 2 years ago. The clemency petition cited abuse Deck suffered as a child, including sexual abuse and beatings. Missouri Governor Mike Parson said he will not grant clemency, that Deck has received due process. The state plans to carry out the sentence to the court's order and deliver justice. Only four executions have been carried out in the U.S. so far this year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A federal judge in Kentucky extends a temporary ban on a new state abortion law. U.S. District Judge Rebecca Grady Jennings continuing a temporary restraining order until May 19th. She says, however, some parts of the law not in dispute will go into effect. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.